Why must we pay attention? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. His act was such a hit at the UN, Hugo Chavez took it uptown to Harlem's Mount Olivet Baptist Church yesterday. He again called President Bush the devil and implied that Bush had a hand in the 9/11 attacks, proving that even Venezuelan strongmen spend too much time on the internet. It was so bad that Bush bashers like Charles Rangel and Nancy Pelosi rose to defend President Bush. But the people in that church, they cheered. They waved Venezuelan flags. Of course, how could they not? Chavez is a polished entertainer, does a regular talk show in Venezuela called Hello President, where he calls Bush Mr. Danger.
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush. A
little confusion about the party mascot there. But the question, of course, is why do we pay attention to this? Why do we have to take this guy seriously? Why do we have to listen to the president of Iran swaggering around New York saying Iran is all about peace and love, except for death to Israel? Why do we have to listen to these guys? Well, you know why.
America is addicted to oil, which is often imported from unstable parts of the world.
Yes, Chavez was in Harlem handing out cheap oil. Once upon a time, we could jerk people around. Like the message Assistant Secretary of State Richard Armitage sent to the president of Pakistan 5 years ago.
He said, be prepared to be bombed, to be prepared to go back to the Stone Age.
Armitage says he doesn't recall his exact words. Maybe he said, bomb back to the Iron Age. But the message was clear. 5 years later, we just sit here and take it. Just make the craving stop. For $2 gas, we'll laugh at anything. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.